Tishrei v'Yom Tov Rishon d'Chesid Lachem Mishalachem El v'Yom Tov Sheni Amayle V'Vayz Gozl Kosl Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Rishon, the Gemara understood that the Pesuk Gozl is because simply because you need Lachem, and if the Esek doesn't belong to the person who holds it, is no mitzvah snitila. Alright, fine. But Yom Tov Sheni, since Adam gets a Bishol, since he can discharge his duty with the Esek HaShol, I mean, so you don't need an Esek with the property of the person. So why is Gozel no good? What is the Psul Gozel if not derived from Lochem, Lehitzis HaShol Vesa Gozel? It's quite strange. As actually, the Gemara in Lulev Vahrove, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, is actually gozel is excluded because of lochem. So the Gemara asks very well. So Gozel should be equated with what? With Shol. And whenever Shol is kosher, Gozel should be kosher. And since Yom Tov Sheni Adam Yetzi Dechavose, the Nodav Yishol Harere, so Gozel should be kosher. Yom Tov Sheni. And Rashi also in the Mishnah says Gozel Posul Ulkachtem Lochem Ksiv Mishol Lochem. That's what Rashi says. Gozel Posul. Very interesting. Rashi knew. When Rashi interpreted the Mishnah, he knew very well what the Gemara's answer is going to be. That there is a psul gozel which he has absolutely nothing in common with Lochem. Because mitzvah avere. So why did Rashi in the Mishnah emphasize gozel posul lekachtem lochem mishalachem? This is only according to Gemara's question. The Makshin, I mean, didn't know of mitzvah avere. But Rashi knew about it. Rashi knows the sugya. So why did Rashi introduce Gozel Posel Ulkachtem Lochem Ksiv Mishalachem? Since the sugya arrives at the conclusion that what? That the Gozel is Posel, is disqualified for a different reason because of mitzvah above avere. We'll see later about it. Omar Rabbi Yechen, Mishim Rabbi Shim Ben Yechoyim. There is a different reason for Psul Gozel, which is completely not to be identified with Lochem Mishalachem. Mishum dehavele mitzveh habove habaveirom, when a mitzveh habaveirom is possible. Of course, if it is the Psul of mitzveh habove habaveirom, it applies to both, to Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. It's not because of Lochem, because of mitzveh habove habaveirom. Yeah. So the question is, why does the Gemara in Lulav HaRove say Lochem Mishalachem Lehitzi Esashol Gozel? Tesis has this question. We'll come to Tesis. Yeah. Interesting is Mitzvah Avere. I mean, after all, we operate with this term as the term had been mentioned 500 times in Shas. Mitzvah Avere is mentioned only three times in the entire Shas. One time the Gemara actually uses it, I would more say, as a metaphor rather than as a precise aloche. And twice, perhaps twice, once here and once in Babakar. Here the Gemara answers, Mishum Davele Mitzvah Bob Avero. Interesting is that the Rambam, the expression of Mitzvah Avero, has only once. Used it only once, the Rambam Mitzvah Avero. You know where? In Hilchos Sino, mitzvah avere not mentioned. Not mentioned. He speaks about Shefer HaGozel, kosher, posel, kosher, if it's Lulav HaGozel, but the term mitzvah avere is not mentioned. He mentions it, you know where? In the Sura Mizbeach. As in Makrivim, you cannot offer on the Mizbeach, Isuri HaMachol is Asuris. Choder Shtevel Klaya Kerem Shat Mishu Mitzvah Bo Ba Veiro Vakodish Bo Hussein. This is the only time where the He actually quotes Levakozl's puzzle. Yeah, but he doesn't quote the word, the term mitzvah is not, the Rambam, the term mitzvah as far as I know, is only mentioned once. The Shas, no, my question, I'm speaking about the Mishneh Torah. The Shas, in Shas is three times. Here, once in Brochus, once in Gimel. Once in Brochus too. Once in Brochus, once in Babakam. What is in Brochus? In Brochus, the Gemara tells a story, Maisi Parabelezer, Sheshicher Esavdei Vishlim Elasor. He needed a minyan, so he didn't have a minyan, so he set his eved free and Vishlim Elasor. Gemara says, Zoch Mitzvah Babakere. Gemara says, Mitzvah Derav Mishayim. So what's the Gemara mean, Mitzvah Babakere? Was you would not be able, because Rabelezer what? I mean, free, I mean, set his eved free. And the Gemara thought it's against the Aloha and Eved Tareidu. So, is the eved disqualified all his life to join a minyan? Did it occur to the Gemara? What has it got to do with this mitzvah bava vere? You understand it very well. So what does the Gemara mean mitzvah vere? What does it mean literally mitzvah vere? Mitzvah vere is always a psul. If each mitzvah has an object, a chifetz. If the chifetz, which is indispensable for the kima mitzvah, like Mulef Nesre, like the Shefer, let us say, Shefer, Matzeh, and so forth, Megillah, Bzul, all of these. If the chifetz, which is indispensable for the kima mitzvah, if the chifetz is somehow connected or linked up with this air, is the chifetz disqualified. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah by employing this chifetz. Correct? Correct. But here, what's here? He freed his eved, or he liberated his eved. He gave a star shikha to the eved. No, what of it? So the eved is a mitzvah of avera. It's ridiculous. So what did the Gemara mean, mitzvah of avera? What says? And the Gemara answers, mitzvah of Rabbi Shaina. The Gemara. What did the Gemara mean, mitzvah of avera? He shouldn't have done it. The foundation and the background of mitzvah of avera is, what is the background? That a mitzvah one is not permitted. If one had been permitted, to commit averes in order to perform a mitzvah, so the whole psul of mitzvah avere would have been absurd, would have been nonsensical. Since there is aloche of mitzvah avere, so what do you derive from this aloche? That mitzvah is not a matter, does not simply, there is no license, I mean, granted to a person to do a mi'avere in order to make the kima mitzvah possible. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara answers, mitzvah the Rabbi Shaina, in such a case, he was permitted to do it mishach. The Gemara did not speak about the psul of mitzvah avere in brachas. What does the Gemara speak? That even in that commission of avere is prohibited, even if that commission is indispensable for what? For mitzvah. Fine. This is the Gemara. So if you can't take it, I mean, in a sense. Then there's the Gemara in Babi Kame. The Gemara speaks about Shinui Kene. Shinui Kene, Shinui Ene Kene. All right. So the Gemara in Babi Kame has a list of Tanoim who think that Shinui Ene Kene is a regard to Gzele. Gozal and the appearance of the Heftze, of the object, change completely. Whether it's a new identity or not. All right, fine. The Gemara says, Areish Gozal Sochiti. I don't know, I stole, not a measure of wheat, flour, not tochma, on the contrary, I ground it, the offer, I baked it. Vifrish v'meno chalo, mavash chalo, ubirech, yochel, with the same, as it means, tamalena, ubitzea, berech, ni itzashem. It means the broche is no good. So the braise doesn't mention mitzavaya, ubitzea, berech. So the Gemara says, apparently a shinu is any kene. Because if shinu is kene, so the flower belongs to whom? To him. So why is a betzer berer nez Hashem? So the Gemara answers, perhaps the Tana is of the opinion that shinu is kene. Why is he a bit classified as a betzer berer nez Hashem? Ubrocho shayle. The broche that he made is a broche in vain, or the contrary, it's blasphemous. The broche. Why? Because they have a mitzvah above avere. That's the model. What kind of a mitzvah avere? Is it the same mitzvah avere as lulev? Let's analyze it. So the Gemara in broches we can dismiss. I mean, the Gemara in broches, there's no psulim there. The Rebbe, you know, very well. he's not disqualified for the rest of his life in training with me. Because Rav Lezer has a kongru,
huh?
What do you mean, Mr. Ravir, was the chale? There is a different mitzvah of Avera. There is a different mitzvah. Here is the mitzvah of Avera. When you speak of mitzvah of Avera, it's basically our mitzvah of Avera is mentioned in the Gemara only once, in Lulavagos. That's all. We don't know. That's that. You can, the Aloha is mentioned in Rosh Hashanah too, at Kibeshifa Shaleilo, Yotzo, Le Yotzo. But the terminology of mitzvah of Avera, you come across only in where? In Lulavagos. Fine. What is the Gemara of the Kameh? What's the Gemara of the Kameh? After all, what's the Chetz? What's
the Bracha is talking about.
Only the Bracha.
Only the
Gemara is Shaini Bracha. The Gemara doesn't say Shaini Bracha. Why? What is the mitzvah of Bavere? What is the mitzvah of Bavere in Bavere Kameh? How does the mitzvah of Bavere express itself in Bavere Kameh? Why is it a mitzvah of Bavere? I mean, the Chale is doch what was Bavere? In here is the mitzvah bavere. Then the tilas lulav itself is a mitzvah bavere. Then the tilas lulav itself is a mitzvah bavere. But the Gemara, what? The afrosh is chala a mitzvah bavere. The afrosh is chala, but chala has nothing to do mitzvah bavere. What did he do? Tochano, ofo, tochano, losho. Anyway, ofo. If it's chala, yochel. The mechayev of the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Bavera. What is the mechayev of the mitzvah? The chale. What is the mechayev of chale? The mechayev of chale. What's the mechayev? Lishe afiyah. The lishe and afiyah was Bavera. The lishe and afiyah itself is what's gzeilah. I robbed it, but I stole. I stole since a ganef cannot steal wheat and convert wheat into flour and make a dough out of the flour and bake it. This itself is gzeilah, you understand? This itself is gzeilah. Is the mechayev of chale is a mitzvah abo bavere. The mechayev of chale is a mitzvah abo bavere. Here is the mechayev. The mechayev of lulav is not a mitzvah bavere. Is the first day of Sukkot arrives, I have to take a lulav. There is no chale without a mechayev. What's the mechayev? The formation of a nisa. You understand? This formation of a nisa. I take flour and I make a dough, make a ise, lishe. Where b'cholchem elachem oretz? Before that, reish saris seichem. Is the ise was formed by vere. The mechayev of the mitzvah is the avere. The mechayev of mitzvah schale is the avere. Gzele is mechayev the mitzvah schale. Because the ise, the lishe itself, is a part of the maise gzele. If I'll steal something, I mean, and then I mean, I can do whatever I want with it. Is any change I bring about, or any transformation, is gzele again, is gzele again.
You say if the
tilah
of the
lulav
of the shas
gzele
would be the same thing?
No, you know, the mitzvah be gzele. The mitzvah chepze is
mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah of lulav tilah? The tilah, no. The tilah is gzele. The tilah itself is gzele, of course. I did not, of course. The tilah is gzele. But here is the gzele not in the mechayev. The chiyuv lulav has nothing to do with gzele. The gzele is in the kima mitzvah, is the avere. The avere is in the kima mitzvah. There is no avere in the kima mitzvah. I'll tell you why there is no avere in the mitzvah. It's lach ha-shinui. It's lach ha-shinui. It belongs to me already. It belongs to me. It's lach ha-shinui. It belongs to me. The Gemara says even if shinui is kainu. Yeah. But, all right. When does it belong to me? When did the Ganef, the Gazlan acquire the Ise? When he began most probably grinding it, well, the grinding of the Ise, the grinding. So this itself was a Maise Gzele, I understand. Or the Lishe is Ida Shinui. Is the Emes, is the Avere is not the Kima Mitzvah is the Avere. The Sibas a Mitzvah. The cause of the mitzvah is the avera. But a psur, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says only there is no bracha. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say the chale is no chale. Chale in general, even if mitzvah avera is no good, is the challah you see, challah is the two challahs. The challah, first of all, is the afroshes challah, and secondly, the kima mitzvah. Regardless of the kima mitzvah, the afroshes challah is certainly good. Why is the afroshes challah? It's a matter, correct? It's a matter. Challah is good. But as far as the afroshes, the kima mitzvah is concerned, it's a mitzvah avere, not because the afrosh itself is avere. Because afroshes, there is no avere anymore. It is already, it's shalei, it's his. Yeah, because of Israel. The chiyuv chale comes because of an Israel. If not for the Israel, the chale would be no Israel. This is the Allah. Interesting is something. You have the Agmara Brochus here. I forgot to simply. Agmara Brochus. Does anybody have Agmara Brochus? Oh, I think
we have.
So I took away from you. So question: if one eats macholis asures, whether it's mechuyev to bench, whether it's supposed to bench. Famous is the Rambam shita that macholis asures. If he eats macholis asures, does not birk samos. But even b'sheyik, it's a question whether there is birk samosin for a chela who eats yinkida. It's also a question. But even if Pekuach Nefesh is perhaps, since the Hefze is Macholes Asures, it's a Ramesh. The Raive, the Norishenim say, there is certainly a Ben, there is Birkes HaMozen. Raive, the Mishnah says, the Shlesha She'ochlu is in Chayovim Rizamim. Because there is no Zimun. Zimun means Chabure, when you get together. If you eat Macholes Asures, it's a Chever Ganonim. Simply, yeah. It's a chevah patient. Chevah gana, chaloch have kvius, shleisha she'ochlu ke'echon, echot unity of the company, of the group, is only possible if you eat heter, if you eat isa, that's no raibet shit. But the Rambam thinks, is in a chayom lezamim, but chayom levor ha-birkes ha-mozen. The Rambam says that in a chayom levor ha-birkes ha-mozen. Why? We don't know that. All right. Yeah. Teisves speaks about it. I know. But it's very funny. She's buried, Kate's in the rock, and she's buried Shishi. And you're a Shishi. Dav Memheyo Medalach. It's been here. So Teisves says, the Yechleima, Teisves, Dibra Maslu Ochel Tevu, the Achilas Tevu Lav Shmo Achille, the Lechazi Afleke, Avol Trumo Lechol Apoches Rui Lekeinu Yechle. Vu Adini Mochlu Shloshtom Tevel, Vechayovim Lezamein. Kedamrinem Bekame Perektes, דף צלב דלת, הרי שגוזל סוחיתים, ותוכנון, ואופון, ואוכלון. Interesting is, הטייסבס גירסה, is not ויפר שחלו, בירך. רבי קוויגר אומר, טייסבס גירסה, הדן בגמורה, תוכנון, הרי שגוזל סוחיתים, תוכנון, ואופון, ואוכלון. הוא מבורך עליהם, אין הם מבורך על המנהל. So this is the same Gemara has, but not with regard to challah in Birkas HaMitzvah. Birkas HaMitzvah. Look, and the Gemara says, it is a mitzvah above Avere. What kind of a mitzvah above Avere is it? What kind of a mitzvah above Avere is it? If the Mechayev is the Yisr. If in Tesis you see, if the Mechayev is the Yisr, there is no Chiv. If this is a Betzeya Berech Nitz Hashem. See, Aloche, if I am incur the chevo, be it cheves chale, be it cheves birkes hamozein, through Yisrael, there is no kima mitzvah, if the chevo. What is the mechayev of achille? What's the mechayev of achille? Mechayev of achille is, a mechayev of birkes hamozein. It's achille, the achille was gzeile. The achille was gzeile. Oh, the achille came because of gzeile. All right. is if the Sibas Achiyuv, if the Sibas Achiyuv is what? The Sibas Achiyuv is a Yisr, there is no broche. It's aloch in broche, not with mitzvah. It has nothing to do with mitzvah. It's aloch in broche. Shine broche lefane, also the same. Because also broche is also mechayim. In Rambam, you don't know whether he works with the sugya. Tesis speaks about Birkas Hamazon. In Rambam, you don't know whether he works with the sugya. For nochla. Yeah, I know the Rambam. Yeah, I know. So it's aloche that there is no broche if the Sibas Achiyuv, is what? Is Issa. So it's a different mitzvah above Avere. What I want to emphasize, that the mitzvah above Avere in Babakame is a different from this mitzvah Avere. Here the mitzvah Avere, the chiyuv from Lulef is not Bavere. So also the key of a mitzvah is Bavere. In Birksam also the key of a mitzvah is not Bavere. And once I eat, the bench itself is not Bavere. What is Bavere? The Abachayah is Bavere. The Sibas Achiyuv. He just said, here is just opposite. Here is a Mechayev. Mechayev is Chayev because the first day of Sukkot, and I'm Chayev and Lulev. What is the Avere? The Kiva Mitzvah. This is only mentioned once in Shabbos. Mitzvah Avere. Fine, let's continue.
Would you say that the case that Tosus mentions is similar to the case of the Yevet?
No. In Yevet in general, it's a Gemara, I cannot say. You cannot take a Gavra and say you'll never be able to join. I mean, it's not a Chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. I mean, what's got to do with the chiyuv of tefillah and kriyas hatorah? No, the gavra can never be disqualified to say that gavra is possible. It's ridiculous to say that. Mr. Ramshani means it was better. The Gemara asks, of course, Mr. Ramshani wouldn't apply. You're right. Gemara just asks, how did Rabbi Lezer commit an avere in order to make a mitzvah? And the Gemara calls it mitzvah above avere. But the Gemara did not mean this mitzvah above avere. It never occurred to the Gemara, it would be ridiculous to say. How do I know that mitzvah above avere is possible? Is a psul in chefze? Shenema, aveisem gozul vesa pisayach? The Malach says, vesa chile, gozul dumi de pisayach. Of course, there's parallel phrases. Ma pisayach, lechamum kavua, can never be restored. Is a psul permanent. Ma pisayach lesle takante, av gozul lesle takante. Leishne lifne yiyush, ve leishne leacha yiyush. You cannot, a gozul is always possible. Is lifne yiyush is possible a gozul for a simple reason? How can he be magnish? How can he consecrate it as a korban? If you know the magnet of the Bala Ilam, you know the magnet of the Bala Ilam. Initially, So you have to say, Bishlam lifne yiyush is not because of mitzvah avere. He can never create a korban lifne yiyush. Shenema lifne yiyush, odom ki yakrif mekem avarachman. El olacha yiyush, okanye, and apparently Rashi interprets, this is a different story. Rashi interprets that among Doma things that yiyush is kene. If Yish is Kene, he can be Magdish. Either Yish is Kene with Naatzme, or Yish is Kene with Shinu Hashem, or Shinu Reshus. So anyway, the Hegdesh can be clinched. The Hegdesh can be attained. So it becomes a Korm Shlomim, a Korm Eile. So why is it possible? So the answer is that Gozlo is possible, but here is what? Mitzvah Aver. It's not a problem of Lohem, of Mikem anymore, because as far as the Nemomenes are concerned, to whom does it belong? Shalem. But still, let's say like the Rabbi Netam, vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the mitzvah, is the korban still considered what? What is it considered? A chefze shal yisr, a chefze shal aver. A chefze shal aver. So you see from it, the mitzvah of the aver. V'om rabbi yechem v'shum rabbi shim yechoy. May lechsif kani ad Hashem eivet mishpot, seni gezel bo'elo. Moshe le'melech bosov edom, שעבר על בייס המחס, אומר לעבוד אופתנו מחס למוכסים, אומר לב על כל המחס כולי שלוח, why do you have to pay custom duty? אומר להם, ממני יל מיום מדועב כל עבר דרוכים, להפריחו עצמו מן המחס. אף הקדש ברוך הוא, אמר, אני על השם סני גזל באלו. באם, if you give an אל את הקדש ברוך הוא, everything belongs to him. But still, in order to teach you, I mean, others, Aber meine ja, ihr lamm de bonai, ihr mit de bonai, wie abrich hat so mit agez. Thank you. Why did the gemara close about? Rabbi Shimon, the first Rabbi Shimon mechoy, and the second Rabbi Shimon mechoy. Why did the gemara? Why did the gemara could have been satisfied beautifully with the first Rabbi Shimon mechoy, and the gemara has clinched already. I mean, has attained its presupposition. It's as proven, it's a premise that mitzvah v'aveira is possible. The Gemara apparently not satisfied. The Gemara comes out again, and here already is that the Gemara quotes a Moshel Melech Basar Adam. Why does the Gemara need two Maimorim in the name of Hashem Yechoy in order simply to establish the case of mitzvah v'aveira? What does the second Maimor add that the first Maimor does not possess? Well, the first Maimor does not possess. What does the second minor add as first minor? Do you understand my question?
Yes.
One thing is the first minor adds is that mitzvah v'avere is not only a psul mitzvah, but mitzvah v'avere is an avere per se. If one takes a lulav gozel, is not only the mitzvah is not valid, and has not fulfilled a mitzvah. It's a separate issue. You shouldn't take a lulav gozel with your mitzvah. Ani ad Hashem seni gezel be'el. It's not always ni ad Hashem. Seni gezel be'el means that mitzvah v'avere constitutes a nisa b'fnei atzmei. Ni et Hashem. Yeah, this is the same. This is with regard to broche. Same broche, yeah. But here mitzvah, ani ad Hashem, the apostle says, "Vaveisem gozel v'zapiseyach means possible. Apiseyach there is apiseyach ben gozel apiseyach is possible. Yeah, there is no isa. But here, ani ad Hashem seine gozel beilo means what does it mean? A isa. Why is the isa? That because by bringing. So the Gemara explains the isa by offering. Koma gozel, you teach others. I mean to commit averus. But this is the first reason why the Gemara has operated this too. It's not only a psul mitzvah v'avere, but a yisur as well. Now let us itma name amar avami yavish posul mit nishene hoder gozul posul mishum de'avele mitzvah v'avere. Upliget Rabbi Yitzchak. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeini, Amar Shmuel, Leishon ele beyontev Rishon, Ab beyontev Sheni, Mitech sheyeitze b'shol, Yeitze name b'gozel. He disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak. He thinks that the Mishnah actually meant only yontev Rishon is gozel possible. But gozel, yontev Sheni, is kosher b'deve discussion. Gozel, yontev Sheni is b'deve discussion. Why is Gozel, does he deny the whole existence of mitzvah v'avere? Is a machlekes Rashi. Chach misforat say yes. He denies the whole existence of mitzvah v'avere. It's very difficult to say because that's all, the Gemara in Shefer speaks about it. In the Gemara. Yeah, but that's what Chach means. Teisve says no. Mitech sheyetze v'shol yetze v'gozel, it is the last line. Hoche davke shumid rabonan. Lechai isha mitzvah v'avere. But in the rises is mitzvah here. And this is also difficult.
Why?
If mitzvah here were a specific psula of lulev, then I could say is yontef sheni. There are many psula in lulev which yontef sheni have been excluded for yontef sheni. Yeah, the many mitzvah. Yeah, perhaps so, the chose and so forth. All right. But mitzvah v'avere is not a psul lulev. It's an old mitzvah. The Gemara applies it to Shefer, to lulev, to matzah, to what not. No, so the mitzvah rabbanah wouldn't apply it. I mean, to Chanukah, to Megillah also would apply to a mitzvah rabbanah. And matzah, the first night, Pesach, his matzah, zula will be kosher. And the second night, kosher. No one said it. So why did he hear with regard to Mulev? He said that Gozel is possible. What is Gozel possible? All the Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, no. If it were a lulav, a specific psulav, I understand. It's not a specific psulav. It's a psul mitzvah sivolatere kule. In mitzvah the rabbon and mitzvah the raisa should be alike. And since mitzvah the rabbon should be the raisa should be alike, and they're not that, then we apply it to mitzvah the rabbon and the mitzvah the rabbon also. So why is the second day sukkahs or shiva semeachak sukkahs the rest are an exception? And here, since it's mitzvah rabbon, that's what this says. And secondly, something else. According to the Chachmei Sfora, that he denies the whole existence of mitzvah is understand very well. Because there is no vice versa possible in Yom Tovishon. It doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. But according to Teisves, he doesn't deny the Iser of Poratav. A mitzvah, the psul of mitzvah. No, he should have said midrabbonon beyond the sheni midrabbonon leichmiru kol kach. What is the example the afshol that he introduces? Surely a different story. Mitirshiyeh, what the logic here? Mitirshiyeh it's a bishol, it's a bigozel. Because yeah, it's a bishol is because of the mitzvah avera, gozel a mitzvah avera. Now let's take a look.
I can say that just by shol leichmiru bishol, leichmiru
bigozel. No. Shnemar avisim gozel, the ashkechen kro, please. The ashkechen kro, Rashi says, not the Pesach. The Israel have a mitzvah baver. Not the Pesach mitzvah baver. The Israel mitzvah. מה פסח אין לתקון על החזמן להקריב אישר, פסח, מה פסח אין לתקון על החזמן להקריב אישר, המום קבוע אלא מסו, אף גוזל ילפין מנועד אין לתקון על החזמן, אפילו ביוש, לשמין אל למור את המייש, ומבייל אל חסור המקיס, ואף על גב, I mean, there is, the Gemara I took for Rabbi Swift, I mean, this is, your Gemara, pass it on. ומבייל אל חסור המקיס, ואף על גב, דלי מיקנה, אמרו לו בקם את קונלי ביוש ועבידי ואפילו אחרי הקרוב אלה מזבח לי סיני גזל באלו באלה שאתם מביאים לי אני סיני סגזל שאתם גזל מייסו ואף על פי שעקל שלי ואף מתחילו שלי או איסו פי איתמן נעמד את תאי מדי מסניתן בגוזל ביום תפשני משום מיצה מלעבירה לי שונה את הגוזל פוסל מתך שייצא בשול תודה ביום תפשני להקסיב לכם למותה what is it got to do? שול, because יום תפשני is not לכם but Gozel is not because of Lachem. Now let's take Tesis. This little Tesis will throw a light on many things. Mishum de Havelei mitzvah abob aver, vadisangele kamon perklulef barove, lechem mishelachem, lehitzis ashol vesagozel. You know, Gozel apparently not because of mitzvah abob aver, but Gozel is because of what? Lachem. That's what you ask. ותסס משום שאול יצטרך עליה. לא. ובלאו אוכל נפקלון גוזל משום מצווה. תסס זה עכשיו, אני גמור אסס. לוחם, להיצי, שאול ואת הגוזל, אני גמור עם עצמת סיריאס about God. גוזל is just out of greater of Israel. It's just, but it's just a, just a, the phrase is like that. It's a colloquial phrase, says Rabbah. But actually, it's only shaul. Gozel is not because of Lohem, because it's possibly Yom Tov Sheni as well. Now Tesis begins to talk and in such a strange manner that when the Maram Lublin says, what's Tesis say? The Afal Gav Dikro Gabi Kormsi, even though Mitzvah Baba Avere, where is it mentioned in Tanakh? Where? In relationship to Korm. Who Adin Bechol Mitzvah is the Avedera is the Aloche, this Aloche is a universal Aloche. It's not being restricted to Korban, but applies to what? No, in order to prove it, what should have tasted that? Because this Suvi does it here. Ba'af al gav de kroga be Korban, who adim bechol mitzvah is da'av ed reiste. Kedisnak, kikshaninu, kan be Suvi. That's what Rabbi Yechanan does. What does Rabbi Yechanan do? He quotes Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoye, the psula mitzvah in problem, and he applies it to what? No, it tastes for God easily. How do you know that mitzvah above avera is applicable? It's one of the strangest things we've ever come across. How do you know that mitzvah above avera is applicable to Shoah mitzvahs? Perhaps Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said it only vis-a-vis korban, but to the exclusion of other mitzvahs. Kidimuchach bereish ha-gizl kamen. Kidimuchach, as we can derive from Bobe kamen. הגבריש שגוז עושה של חיטים ותוך נובו אופו ויפר שהיר תסיס גירסיס ויפר שמנך הלו די זה מבוא איך הלו בניי זה נגמר עושה איזה בתוז יצא מצווה הפרוב העבירה ובאלו סטסיס have to draw only simply to stretch to reach out for a סוגים בקאמר because this is exactly what Rabbi Yechanan has accomplished here. Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Shai, I heard from Rabbi Shimon Yochai once in Eren Yochai that korban is possible mishum mitzvah above avera. So what do? I interpret the Mishnah also in accordance with Shimon Yochai in the same terms. It means that gozel is absolut what? That mitzvah avera is not restricted to korban, but extends to lulav. So what is tesis? No, tesis this sugya apparently. So, yeah. Tesis, the rabbi, the tesis quotes the gemara in Baba Kama mishum מצווה אבא ואירה. אומר רובי, אומר הבאי, משום מצווה אבא ואירה שאני. Apparently, I'll tell you what it is. If you'll take something, you'll take just a minute. The Gemara Daf Tes in Sukkah. I'm in Daf Tes in Sukkah. I will just say Pshat in these days of Tes. The Maran Lublin doesn't understand Tes. Why does Tes have to simply to something to provide itself with a raya, mimercho plachmo. Tesis deals with his sugya, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. So I could say that there is a braise, Tanya. So Tesis wants to show us how did Rabbi Yechanan know that text of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is halacha is applicable to all mitzvahs? Because the braise doesn't do it. The price says in one night, perhaps because she knew any kene. It's a different story. How can it be mafrish chalas? A different story. That a night is an absolute mitzvah avere. Because simply, if she knew any kene, so he's a proches chalas, he's invalid. He's a mafrish chalas, a chalas misosish avere. He's not. That rabbi or rove said, mishu mitzvah avere. So he tasted does not have to prove Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that mitzvah avera is applicable to all mitzvahs because Abaye or Rove said it in Baba Kamei otherwise. The Braise doesn't say anything. The Braise says simply because she made a Kenya. But Abaye says perhaps the Pshat in the Braise is to because of mitzvah avera. It was Abaye's opinion. Not the Braise. The contrary, the Gemara Lachatrila at the very beginning wanted to interpret the Braise that in terms of simply of any shalai. Since Shira and Ekeine, to whom belongs this at the door? To whom belongs the door? So I'm a mafresh chala mi sase shalavere. A mafresh chala mi sase shalavere. What is the lochem? Is in a chalat mitzvah avere. Gozel e gozel. Can be a shawl also. So Rove says, no, you cannot prove. Perhaps the braise is not because of the issues initially, but why can't make a broche? It's Rove said it. So Rabbi Yechanan does not need any support of Rove, who lives later. The Maram has difficulty in the Rabbi. If you take Sukkah Daf Tes, it's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rachomin. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is a sukkah shula is possible. You need lochem in sukkah. Not only Esther in the first day, but you need lochem all 7 days in sukkah. A sukkah shula is a kosher shachavir is in other days. I said, because it's, as in tas haga sukkah is tas eloch. The chachomim thing, the shara aloch, a sukkah shula is kosher. Call Yisroel Ruim Leishe Vishiva. Call Yisroel Ruim Leishe Vishuka. Aye, what is Tasa? Sukkah is Tasa. More in Rosom, a woman boil a lemutic zula. Och a name haga sukkah is Tasa. A woman boil a lemutic zula. The contrabon on law excludes not Shulo, And this is the difference between Esrog. In Esrog, Lochem excludes what? Shulo and Gzula probably. All right, Shul, certainly, all right. And in Sukkah, what is excluded?
Gzula.
So Tesla says, for Gzula, what do you need? A separate Gzula Sakosu? No. Tame it. I will boil them with it. Tame it. Typical on Mishum, the Havale, Mitzvah, Boba Vere, the Mahay Tame. Pasline, es le kagozlo, de yontif sheni, le kamon, bereishlo le fagozlo, ubash baish maite se gufe kashe, do goma bishleme bi yontif rishin, bine lachem mishalachem, elo bi yontif sheni amai, umishane mishum de havelei, mitzvo, abo, bavero, vashtim gein lomeli lachem mishalachem, umiyo asom, minesreik, you need a lachem, because in order to exclude shulo mi osam ikelishnuye viitzich lemute shol avo gabi suke lekelishnuye oche lerabonon de amrim lekaman lepirak ayoshe in doodam yeitze de chevose bisuke shravero venafkinu midechsif kol ezra bi yisrael yeshe mazuke is melamish kol yisrael ruim leishev bisukach יש לו אמא תסכם זירה אבא תסכם זיני יל בזה ורס טרן שטרס יש לו אמא דה טיימא דה מיצווה ואירה לאו דה רייסי אלא מדה רבות it's all absolute רבות מדה רייסי מיצווה ואירה קושי is the loch is to say to the suke with the gzula is possible what? מדה רייסי פוסט not only מדה רבונן if I left suke I mean, today, if I apply the Sukkah, the Klal, the Mizaveh, it would be absurd, the Rabbanim, the Reis, the Sukkah would be kosher. It does its loch, it's a gzuo, to stay that what? Hamitzvah the Reis.
Is it that the Mitzvah by Leiro is the Rabbanim, or is it by Issa the Rabbanim?
No, Mitzvah the Reis. It's the Sukkah. It's the Sukkah, it's the Mitzvah the Reis. It's the Sukkah, it's the Mitzvah the Reis. That's what you need lecho in order to exclude gzula, because if I had relied, amitzavere, this psul suki would be only with the rabbon. In lecholoch, now I'll ask you a simple question. Is mitzvah bo ba'avere, is only with the rabbon? Listen carefully, only with the rabbon. Sukkah Shula is kosher, correct? Yeah. Sukkah Gzula is possible. Why is Sukkah Gzula possible? Fine, says the whole. What is the psul? What's the psul? Because it doesn't belong to me.
Shula
doesn't belong here. So you don't need. So most Rishonim say Adaloch is mitzvah, but Bavere actually, perhaps. Many Rishonim say this is the law. But Tesla says that loch, the fact that there is a word superfluous, so the Gemara says l'shem chivosoch. This is the Gemara's question: that the loch is for lishmo, or the loch, or let the magrib is Rabbi Lezer, as in other yetsi b'sukas is Rabbi. But the chachomim, what did the chachomim say? Sukkah shul is kosher. It means the sukkah doesn't have to belong. Mitzvah Rabbi is also kosher with the rice. But Gzula is possible, so why is Gzula possible? Why is Gzula possible? Wait, it's a mitzvah by my head. It's again, you say the Reise, but what does the station ask? It's not mitzvah by my head. It's a psul gozl. Gozl is possible because why? What's a psul gozl? If not mitzvah by my head. Anyway, Asuki, you don't need Shabbat. Why is, what's the difference between gozl and shol? Between Gozel and Shaul. What is the answer? We have got to answer that. All right, fine. What is Zebo? Apparently, there are in Sukkah, there are certain degrees. If the moment is any Shalei, and it is Shaul, a moment a shol, I don't need any shol. But a moment a gozel is a psul. Why is a psul? Because it's any shol. Call it this is a terah, this is surah, as you say. I don't care so much. But that's what you see from this sugya. that you can say, I don't care how the sukkah, to whom the sukkah belongs, and what kind of kinyonim has the sukkah. No. Kinyonim shaile are good enough. Kinyonim shaile are good enough. Kinyonim shaile, or simply reshus, is good enough. If the tashmish is a tashmish of shale, but if the tashmish is a tashmish of gazlan and ganef, if what is it? It's possible to say Nishabai. Just a moment. Pekodin was Pekodin. Shale is Pekodin. If this is Galo, that's what you see from Teisves. If you don't interpret that, if you interpret a mitzvah aver is only with Rabon, a gozel possible with a reise, and Shaul is kosher with a reise and with a Rabon, so what is the psul goal? I mean, Columbus is there, you understand? What is the psul goal? What is the psul gozel? Just a moment. Just forget Pekodin. Forget now Pekodin. Pekodin was Pekodin. Shale is Pekodin. If this is Galo, that's what you see from Teisves. If you don't interpret that, if you interpret a mitzvah aver is only with Rabon, a gozel possible with a reise, and Shaul is kosher with a reise and with a Rabon, so what is the psul goal? I mean, Columbus is there, you understand? What is the psul goal? What is the psul gozel? In the Chayin Shalei. But there are two momenes, apparently. There is one momen in the Shalei, Shaul, and this is the difference between Sukkah and Esrek. In Esrek, beyond the Farishain, is regardless of why the moment is initially, or whether it is Shaul or Gozel, it's initially. It's got to be mine. My property, mine. In what? In Sukkah, it doesn't have to be mine. Because if there were need, Shaul would be possible. Sure. But however, if it's initially but there is Gazlan, then it's what? Yes, correct? Yes. So what is it actually? What kind of halach is it? Why is Gazlan different from Sheol? Is Davir? Of course, Davir. But it's not just mitzvah about Davir. The Davir. What does Avera accomplish? That a moment shall mishtamish bei Avera is a nishalei which is possible. A moment shall heter shall mishtamish bei is I don't care, a nishalei. But a moment which he uses what? The Avera is the moment. Now? You have it in Sukkah, you have a case like that. Now let's get back to Esrik. Let's get back to Esrik, and let's get back to Kor. What do we say in Kor? What do we say in Kor? That in Kor is also Aloche for Mikem. It should belong to me. The same Aloche as Lachem in Lulev, is the same Mikem. In Kor is Mikem. Is the Aloche is as Gozel as possible. What does Gozel accomplish in Lacha Yush? What does God? You can say it's a mitzvah above Avir, as the Gemara says here. Yeah. I mean, you say it's a mitzvah above Avir. Or in form, it is the same thing, like with regard to Sukkah. On the contrary, the halacha is like that. A korban shol is possible. Correct? There is no korban shol. You can't be korban shol. What did the call? Mikem or Yakriv is Kabanchem. There are many sources when the Gemara derives that the call must be Shavai. Yeah. No, what is it? It is Gozel. Gozel when? Lachayir, says the Gemara. Is in Yuches Momen, in Yuches Momenes, it belongs to me. Is Bemis, in Yuches Momenes, belongs to me. But since the Kinyan is Gzele, then is not this possible mitzvah above Avera. Then I consider the Korban Ein Elohim, Tzachalvchem Rav Sukkah. In Sukkah is the Aloche Ashol is kosher. But if I have a Kinyan Gazlan, is Ein Shalei, is the Hadvarim Kal Vachema with regard to Kov. Kov midoch Shaul Posel. There is no Kov Shaul. You cannot imagine that at all. Either Aloche is what is Aloche, it's got to be Kinyone. Even the Fafor before Yush certainly is not, it doesn't possess it, it doesn't own it. But in Lacha Yush, is in Dine Mamelis, as far as Dine Mamelis are concerned, the Korban belongs to him. But how did he get in the Korban? Through the acquisition itself, was acquisition of Gzele. Through Shinur Reshus, through Yush. So Kinyone Gzele is not Kinyone Heter, it's Kinyone Yisr. Since the Korban became mine, became my property, through what? Through Kinyone Yisr. So what is it? It is Eni Shalei. It's Eni Shalei. It's Eni Shalei. The same in Lulev, you can say. What Rabbi Yechanan said here, Dabla Mitzvah Bavere, is not a universal rule for all mitzvahs. In Lulev is also like that. Shaul is kosher. Shaul is possible Yontev Rishon. Yontev Sheni is Shaul kosher. No, is Yontev Sheni like Sukkah. Shaul is kosher. Because you don't need lachem vis-a-vis momen shel heter, you don't need lachem. But the very moment it becomes gozul, is not because mitzvah abob avere. No, it's not the mitzvah abob avere. Is this good? If it's any lachem, not because of shaila, because of heter. No, if it's any lachem because of avere, is that any lachem they extended into the whole week of Sukkot, into the Shiva Sadhana. So it's not a psul mitzvah above Avera in Lulev. You ask me, do you need Yom Tev Rishon? You need simply that Lulev be your property, completely your property, Yom Tev Rishon. What's about Yom Tev Sheni? Is Yetze Mishal Chavere or any Yetze Mishal Chavere? Yom Tev Sheni is just like Sukkot. What is the Sukkah? Is Yeitze beyond the Sukkah Shishol Chaver or not? You cannot say Yeitze Sukkah Shishol Chaver just as an absolute statement. You have got always to qualify the statement. It depends. How is it in my possession? If it's Momeni Shishol Chaver b'shailoli, is Yeitze. If it is Momeni Shishol Chaver because of Gezel, is any Yeitze. Is the same case when you deal a Yom Tev Sheni Shol Sukkahs. Is Gozul kosher Yom Tev Sheni? You need Lachem or not Yom Tev Sheni? Depends. Yom Tev Rishon you need Lachem in the absolute sense, in the ultimate sense. What's about Yom Tev Sheni? Yom Tev Sheni! It depends how, what kind of Mamish Chaver is. Momen HaShol or Momen HaGozul? Momen HaShol is what? Yetze?
Momen HaGozul
is any Yetze.
Momen Tuisa?
Yeah. It's from this Gemara you cannot know that mitzvah avere is applicable to all mitzvahs in the Torah. It's only applicable to such mitzvahs where there is a requirement for mamon shel chavere. Sometimes it's the requirement all inclusive, rules out shol and gozul, and sometimes only gozul. But however, with regard to shol mitzvahs, with regard to Schaefer, with regard to what to Nechanike, you cannot say Mamechavere does not play any role. So in such a case, the Psul Gozel would be in Korban and Ulech, that's all. And it's okay because Loch. But in other mitzvahs is not applicable. And that's what Teisa says. And that's good by Lochem Mishalachem, Leitzes Agozul Vesashol. Leitzes Agozul, by the Gemara says Leitzes Agozul Vesashol. Because sometimes Ashol is Muter, is Yetze, and Agozul is any Yetze. Why did the Gemara say Leitzes Ashol Vesagozul? Leitzes Ashol, Gozul Kalachem, or no? Sometimes Shol is Yetze, Yom Tev Sheni, and what, and Gozul? Is not Yetze Yom Tev Sheni. Is the Gemara, that's why the Gemara put in Leitzes Ashol Vesagozul. But Tesis doesn't like it. What Tesis wants to convey to us, that here the Mitzvah Avere, Rabbi Yechanan's Mitzvah Avere, is not like the Loch in Sukkah. Because if it is Momen Abob Avere, it's possible not the Avere is a Pesaves. No, possible is because what? Eine Schole. It does say this. ודיסן ילק המון בפרק ולברו ולוחם משל אחר. ליציס השול וסגוזל משום שול מצטרח לי. דבלב לוחם, איבמה ולב לוחם איברי, פילו לפות בינורת כבר מנטף לא מחברת. פות בינורת כבר. Would be no lachem. I would also say mitzvah above avera is possible. So what is Tosfos trying to convey us? That here the Gemara is not a psul, is not a psul eine shalei, but what is a psul in the Gemara? A mitzvah avera. The love of him, no fe klu dozul, mishu mitzvah avera. The af al gaf, they says the krog abe komtsi. If I'm called, you could not arrive, what good should arrive? A mitzvah avera should be applicable to all mitzvah. But the whole concept of lochem, of momene, is inapplicable. All mitzvahs, megillah, other mitzvahs, akirah, megillah, benakruvim. I make kiddush over yayin gozel, I mean, poskim have applied it. They can't say lochem, what kind of lochem? Lochem is only korn, lulav, and suke loch. The belav loch and afak have the korn, have the korn, psif. And to gozel and the gemore applied it to lulav is not proof that it's applicable universally to all mitzvah shabbatere. Because it's only in lulav, why is it only in lulav? Because in lulav might be seen there is a requirement of lochem. And for Yom Tov Sheni, the requirement has been eliminated, not eliminated completely. But the halacha is Yom Tov Sheni depends what kind of moment it is. Whether it's Mame Chavere Ashon Beyodei, Mame Chavere Agos Beyodei. So Tesis couldn't help himself. Tesis, Doke de Mucha Bereisha Gezel Basre, Kame, Kabe Arish Gozel Soash Lachitim, Vetochna Vofo, Vifish Menachala, Tesis Bevoich Ala Menayitz. What can you say Lachem Adir about the Broche? You have a separate aloche from this sugya. You see that mitzvah avere, even in lulav here, and even in korban, is not because mitzvah avere converts into momen shel chavere, but no, not because of that. There's a separate psul of mitzvah. This is a real pshat. This is the.
I will go back and ask your first question.
What's the first question?
If this is a different category, but this is one category has to do with bailus.
No.
With
Momen,
and this is a category where
there's a Mechayev. Not a Mechayev. The mitzvah which is connected with Avere, is there no Kiyum, no Kiyum.
But there's a Mechayev, is it?
No, not Mechayev, there's no Mechayev. I'm speaking not about Mechayev. This is from Chalet, this shows that mitzvah Avere is not based upon converting Momen Shalei into Momen Shal Chavere, but simply Avera disqualifies and invalidates the division.
But can't we say that there are now two categories of mitzvah Avera?
Well, what's two categories?
One category is Momen. And the other category is...
It's mitzvah Avera.
No,
it's not. Says no, right?
It's not. Where the Avera is the Mechayev.
No, Mechayev is separate. But might be in Sukkah, Teis will agree that you have to leave a such halacha. But let's get it. This Teis says, right. Now we understand the way Teis is interpreted what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni says. This is the difference between Rabbi Yechanan. You can interpret actually, Teis says it applies to all mitzvahs. It applies to all mitzvahs. It's not a special halacha of what?
Of moment.
So when Tosfos came to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni said, Yom Tov Sheni is gozel kosher. So Tosfos had no choice. So what did Tosfos say? Because it's the Rabbon. So Tosfos said, in mitzvah the rice, in mitzvah the rice, in mitzvah the Rabbon, and it's kosher. It's very difficult. Yeah. This is Tosfos. But if we should not interpret like Tosfos, and we should say that actually there is no mitzvah the rice in general, mitzvah avera in general is only with regard to broche. Ubetzei berech yidusem mechayev. Betzei berech needs Hashem. There is with regard to broche. It's never absolute mitzvah avera. Mitzvah avera with the Gemara mentions. Mitzvah avera with the Gemara mentions is only absolute in lulev and in korb. And as we have interpreted, what did he say? It's not a pesul of avera, but the avera results what? in converting momene to mamechavere, or even yontefsheni, you can say if it's a momen ashol is kosher, momen avgozel is posel. Why is it posel? Because it's shochavere, not because davere. Posel is it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. If we should interpret not like Tesvis, but the way Tesvis suggests, Tesvis is defending itself against that pshat. There was apparently like pshat because Tesvis is arguing against it. You understand? Some Tesvis men. Momene to Mamechavere, or even Yontefsheni, you can say if it's a Momene Ashol is kosher, Momene Abgozel is posel. Why is it posel? Because it's Shochavere, not because Davere. Posel is it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. If we should interpret not like Tesvis, but the way Tesvis suggests, Tesvis is defending itself against that Pshat. There was apparently a Pshat because Tesvis is arguing against it. You understand? Some Tesvis many times. Simply does not mention the opponent. But this is arguing. What is this is arguing here? Because probably some Rishonim have said that Mitzvah Aver is not applicable universally. Mitzvah Aver is only what? And it's not the Aver, the Pesel. The Pesel is what is the Pesel? Mame Sheni Shalei. But there are two kinds of Mame Sheni Shalei. Mame Nashol, Mame Nagos. What do you say Yom Tov Sheni? What do you say Yom Tov Sheni? The Chachomim Machsha Yom Tov Sheni only, what kind of Mamein? Mamein Ashol, Mamein Agozel, the Chachomim have not permitted Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah. What is the Psul Yom Tov Sheni Abgozel? If you don't interpret like this, it's a specific Psul of Lulev. What Lulev? It's not Lochem. But there are two kinds of Lochem. Yom Tov Rish and the Lochem must simply excludes all kinds of Momeni Shalavere. Yom Tov Sheni the Lachem is split in half. One phase of Yom Tov Sheni was eliminated. What phase? Af Shol, but Mosh Lachem in Gozel was retained. That's exactly what Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeinu Amar Shmuel said. Leishonu no, that you cannot say. Since there is no mitzvah vavere, mitzvah vavere means always, what does it mean, mitzvah vavere? Because it's mamishal chavere. Is Yom Tov Sheni, there is no reason to say, they don't require mamishavere as far as show is concerned, but they retain the requirement of gozel. Abitzel benachmeni amar Shmuel, leishon el b'Yom Tov Rishen. Aber bei Yom Tov Sheni, mit euch sie jetzt bei Shol, it's so explicit in the word, mit euch sie jetzt bei Shol, jetzt bei Gozel. Since Yom Tov Sheni, the abundant, the requirement of what? Of Sholei, is even more than a Gozel Kashin. You can't, there is no swore and no logic to distinguish between what and what? Between Shol and Gozel, because Mame Chaveri is Mutar in all, at all levels. At the level of Shaila and the level of what? It's basically, we have here actually two Pshotim in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Mitzvah Bob Avera Shaila, you see, we think Mitzvah Bob Avera is 500 times in Shas, and there's no problem, there is a Psul of Mitzvah Avera. The Gemara says it only here. Nothing else. Instead, it is regard to brachas. Brachas are different story. Yeah. So mitzvah vavere. What does mitzvah vavere mean? Taste v'shiti is a mitzvah vavere. What is mitzvah vavere? Absul. Taste is not. On the contrary, absul. If the mitzvah is bound up with an avere, the chefse shall mitzvah is a chefse shall avere is possible. Not because it's any momene. And if it's possible, it's a universal psul. If it's a universal psul, it applies to what? To 500 things, I mean. What not? Achenim said, if I say Kiddush over Bacholis, over wine, what is also Yain Neser, In the Chanukah, I use the Shemen Abgozen from the Chanukah. I read the Megillah in the Megillah Gzulo, and so forth on, so forth on. This is a psul for mitzvah of Avera. A mitzvah of Avera cannot, so to say, abide in the same same place. Simple, fine. This is for Tesfos. And because of that, Tesfos begins now bombarding with kashas. But there is another upshot. Such a concept of mitzvah avera does not exist in the world. Avera doesn't cancel out the mitzvah. But why is only aloch in korban and in lulev that you need mamach avera? Is even yontef sheni that you don't need mamach avera? Is only vis-a-vis shor, but vis-a-vis gozu is mamach avera gozu post. And if you say that, are all tasteless caches here right away? All of them removed. In my opinion, there is a machlekes about it in Yerushalayim, and there is a machlekes in the Rambam and the Ravitz. Is does mitzvah above avera exist as a separate psul, and it's applicable to all mitzvahs, or mitzvah above avera is not a separate psul? Only with regard to korban and lulav, is the aloha is that if the moment is bob avere, is such a moment, even though it's any sholei, is such a moment posel yontef sheni, or such a moment is considered any sholei even lachayush. But only, but the psul is not avere, what is the psul? Open the Rambam, I believe it was in the letter. Open the Rambam in Hilchos Shefa. The famous Rambam in Hilchos Shefa. Open the Rambam. Sheikh the Rishalme says, no, because Rambam gives a prayer on the Rishalme, Shefa Agosn. By our deal says, Shefa Shin Surah Noe. Rambam gives a Shefa Agosn. Shefer HaGozl in Yerushalayim, Shefer Lulef HaGozl Shenot Le Yotza, Yerushalayim says. Shefer HaGozl Shetoka Be Yotza. More Meishne Lulef, Meishne Shefer. Yerushalayim. Is there are two truths. Chadoma Lulef Ksiv Lochem VeGozlene Lochem Avol Kan Ksiv Yem Drua Yir Lochem Mikol Mokem. We don't know what he's talking about. The Chadoma can be gufei uyeitze, can be kelei uyeitze. It happened so that the one man Doma was adopted by the Ramba, the second one by the Raiva. Shefer HaGozl Shetokabe, Yotso, Sheina Mitzvo Elo Bishmias HaKol. You have it? Hafa Bishle Nogabe, Vlei Gbiye, we don't understand what the Ramba is talking here. Hashemeya Yotza, Vein Bekol Din Gezen. This is Bram Hosom Begufe Yeitzebe, Hoche Bekel. It's a Rambam this time. Omer Avrom, Vafilu Yiyye Bekei Bekol Din Gezel, Yem Tru Yilche Mekol Mokim, Hoche Yisse Birushal. The Ravet Paskins adapted the second opinion. What's the distinction between Shefer and Lulev? Because Lulev is Lachem, Misha Lachem, and Shefer Yimtru Yir Lachem Mikol Mokem. What is in the Machlekes? First of all, what's the difference? Both the Rutsim are in Yerushalayim. This is the problem. Now let's now say. The Ravet is of the opinion that Mitzvah Baba Vera as a psul doesn't exist. Listen, if you tell it in Yeshiva, they'll consider it almost as Apikosas. It doesn't exist such a thing. The aloha is only that with regard to certain mitzvahs, like korban, like what? Like lulav, like sukkah, so is there is a requirement that aloha lochem, and in certain cases, even though shol is kosher, moment shall have a shol is kosher, and moment shall have a gogol. But if you apply it to mitzvahs which the money is irrelevant, the status of the moment, the status of the property to whom it belongs is completely irrelevant. Makes no, has no bearing at all upon the mitzvah, so the whole gozel is completely out. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Meishne lule, meishne shefer, Dr. Rosso min lule, v'kachtem lachem bayim arishn, mishalachem, is gozel posel, even yontef sheni, because it's momene the gezer. Even though shol is kosher, but gozel is posel. Avalochi shefer. No, what if the shefer doesn't belong to me, a shefer, a gozel? And there is no requirement for momene. Avalochi yerochi yim tuwe yirlachem mikol mokim. It's not just avere, because the mitzvah is bavere. Mitzvah avere is kosher. When is mitzvah avere possible? If the moment is a person, if the balus plays a role, plays an important part, here the balus, that's what Yerushalmi says. Omer Avrom, filiyeh bedin gezer. It means the chefzi is gozel. Yim truah yilachem mikol mokim. So what do you care? It's gozel. In the kol gozel. Does the kol have to belong to somebody? So the call needs buying, but a call is not Momen, is not Yetzir, Momen HaGozel. What is the Rambam? The Rambam is like this. The Rambam thinks that is Sukkot for Rabbi Yechon here is not Aloche for Lochem. No, what is it, Aloche? Ah, Mitzvah Bavere. If Mitzvah Bavere is applies to all Mitzvahs. So why is that a Shefer, a Gozel, Kosher? Yeah, Engzele Bekol, what does it mean, Engzele Bekol? Why is it kosher? Yeah, here is the Rambam. Shefer, mitzvah, rov avere. That's here is the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah here. Let's take a look, Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Lezer, let I may, the Omar. Rabbi Lezer, late time made Omar, Eino dom yeitze dich vose bisukose shachaver. I karke nigzele suko gzuloi. Viname karke nigzele suko shuloi. Is in both ways, is possible. Rabbon let a maid omre, o dom yeitze dich vose bisukose shachaver, vi karke nigzele suko shuloi. Is a suko gzulo, I think more said suko gzulo is possible, is if he stole or gazel a suke which is not stationary, a suke which is movable. For instance, a suke built al gabi a gole on the car. That's what Gemara says, loch leitzis a gozel. But, uber a karka is kosher. Why is kosher? As karka ain't in exeles. No, karka ain't in exeles. Still a mitzvah, but I'm here. Karka in exeles, but I cannot go into someone and drive him out of his home and take over. Still the love of the sigzel. The love of the sigzel exists in karka. The Ram says it mefurash in the chesgmeire. But the love of the sigzel, he the ritvu asks the question. And the ritvu answers, more or less, answers the ritvu, it's not if the mitzvah was so made possible through avere. It's possible. The chefze shall mitzvah should be called avere. The chefze shall mitzvah should be called avere. For instance, the famous Yerushalmi. Famous Yerushalmi in Shabbos, in Erech, in Abena, in Abena, in Abena. As Heitzi Salulef the Shusa Rabim, the first day of Sukkot was on Shabbos, for instance. Heitzi Salulef the Shusa Rabim, and the Netila Salulef was the Anoche. The Anoche, it means the Netila Salulef coincided with the Yisur Yitzoy, Yerushalmi Yotzo Yedei Lulef. Frag the Yerushalmi, Umayshne Mesuke, Mamilulef HaGozel. Yerushalmi asked him, Tamon Nase Beyavere, Hoche Uose Avere. But what did Yerushalmi answer? Lulef HaGozel is the Chefze considered what? The Chefze is considered Avere. Chefze Chalushem, Chalushem. But he did Shabbos, it's just a coincidence of two actions. A coincidence of two Avere and Mitzvah. A coincidence of a very mitzvah does not. That's what the Rambam, that's what Gemara says. If the karken exeles, if the chefze considered what? Achefza Favere. If Karkein is there, it's all right. I violated the Issa of the Sivzel. But asking, what is the Karke? The Karke is not Gozel, the Karke is Shor. That's what the Ritvo answers, more or less. And that's what the Rambam says vis-a-vis Shefer. In Shefer, there is no Hefze Shal Mitzvah. If the Hefze Shal Mitzvah were what?
The
Shefer. There would be mitzvah above Avera. The Shefer is considered Gozel. The Hefze Shal Mitzvah, like Lulav. The Hefze Shal Mitzvah is not the Shefer. The Shefer is just the instrument. By which, I mean, it's the medium through which you can, you discharge the mitzvah. But the Hefze Shal Mitzvah is Kol. In a Kol, you cannot say it goes away. There is Avera. If I steal a Shefer and I blow, it's certainly the Tkir is a lava for the Sigzel. But the key that I perform the Sigzel, the Gavre performs the Sigzel. But the Hefze is not inflicted, so to say, to the Hefze. There is no Hefze to which you could attribute or attach a Chalushem Avere, a Chalushem Gzele. Is Shefer like Karke in Gzele in Sukkim? Is this the Rambam Shita? Is this the Yerushalm says, Tam Begufei Hu Yeitzei? And the Guf Alulef is what is the Guf Alulef? Is Gozel? Tam Hoche Bekele Bekele. Not Yerushalm, mid Yerushalm in Rosh Hashanah. Hoche Bekele Hu Yeitzei. Veim Vechiyesh Bekele together. There is no Hefze to which you could attach a Dinzele. It's basically, this is a one answer, Yerushalm. That Mandomar is the opinion like Tesis, that there is mitzvah very universal psul and kol atira kol. So it would apply to Shefer too. But why doesn't apply to Shefer? Because there's no Hefz. And a matter of fact, the Reuzerua and the Ritvo say a Shefer HaGozel is possible. Why apparently they consider a Shefer HaGozel the Shefer, the Hefz and the mitzvah. All right. This is one sheet in Yerushalm. This is like this is a mitzvah of Avere would be applicable to Shefer if there were a Hefze to which to, so to say, to attach. You have no Hefze, something abstract, call. Okay, what do you say? The call is a Hefze of Avere. What is the other man, Doma Yerushalm, whom the Ravet quote? Yerushalm is like, no, I've been a year between Gezel. Or even if there is Gezel, the call. And even if the Hefze Shal Mitzvah is not only the call, but what else? The Shefer itself is Yeitze. Why is Yeitze? Because you threw a Yilach and a Kolmok. Is the Pneumatia says, Sakzeres HaKosuf in Shefer? No, the Rosham doesn't mean that Kosuf. You threw a Hoche, Mishalachem Ksiv, is the Psu Gozo, is the Psu Lachem, even Yom Tevsheni, is the Psu Momen.
It is never a
Psu of
Lachem.
Ah?
It can never be a Psu of Lachem.
In Shefer, it can never be Lachem. So you have to have it as abstract Psu Lach Mitzah Mavere. Mitzah Mavere doesn't exist. Is the Machle Teis Veshite is like the Rambam. And the Ravid is our Pshat in the Gemara. How does Teis Vesh prove it? How does Teis Vesh prove it? From Brachim. Since you say in Broche, you say what you say in Broche? That if it is the Mechayev or the Sibas Adobar was what? Avera is, there is no Broche, it's not because of Lochem, but there is no question of Lochem. And they say even Birkes HaMozle, if I ate Lechem Gozul, I don't have to bench. There's a separate Aloche, you see that Avera interferes with what? With Broche. If Avera interferes with Broche, Avera should also interfere with Kima Mitzvah when the Hefz is a Gozel. That's why Tesis could not prove it through Lulev, because Tesis tried, and that's why Tesis rejects the Lachem, Leitzes Ashol with a Gozel. According to the Ravis Pshat, in the Gemara, Leitzes Ashol with a Gozel, perfect, because Gozel is also possible because of what?
Of
Momen. But Gozel extends not only, Gozel applies. Is applicable not only to Yom Tov Rishon, but to Shoni as well. This is a machlekes of Rishonim, whether such a psu of mitzvah avera does exist in this world or not. For instance, take.
What is the Gemara saying to Baba Avera?
Does mean this as a moment is Baba Avera. The moment is Baba Avera. Why is Gozel different? Because Shoni is a moment, the Kinyan is a Kinyan heter, the Kinyan is a Kinyan heter, and Gozel is the Kinyan, that's the Kinyan. But the Gemara means simply that that's why I said before that mitzvah avera the Gemara uses in a variety of ways. The Gemara uses mitzvah avera. Now, if we say like that, so Tosfos remains no kashis. There's no kashis. But Tosfos ask, Im teima le kamon de paslinen mulef shal asheiro ve shal ira nedachas mishum de michta shiurei typiklo mishum mitzve aboba veire vetun amai sharinen de lava shere de meish lava shere de meish means a shere which does not have to be burned. Yeah. All right, there's no sisa mechta shiure anyway. So why do we have to say amulef shal avere zoi? And I will have Shiller and Edachas. It's possible why? Ksusa Mechteshure, whatever needs Shia and is destined to be destroyed, there is no Shia. Oh, it's a lot of Meshmesina, Ksusa Shia. Simple Hamitzel of Ayah. As if you say like Tosfos, as if the Hefze is a Vere.
It's universal.
It's universal. With Kasha Kasha, I will see later. But if you don't say like Tosfos, you say like the Raven. So a lot of moment applies only to Gozel. To gozel a moment shall have a gozel be your day is not momene. Not momene, but what's got to do to your day? To other haveras? If it is a loche in only in lachem, it's is what is mitzvah? What does mitzvah bo bavere mean? Kiyem bavere, kiyem bavere, not kiyem beheta, but kiyem bavere. It's applicable only to gozel. Then, but Tosfos l'shitasam, Tosfos l'shitasam that the world is not because of kinyonim, not kinyon avera is not lachem. But avera, if avera somehow coincides with mitzvah or interferes with mitzvah, is personal. So why should asherah nira nedachas not be possible? It's mitzvah avera. That you see, this kasha is absolutely irrelevant. If you pass, if you take the rival in the secret shot in Yerushal. What does the sense of that? Let's just understand. The machmas avera sa gezel bo ha mitzvah shi yitzvei. Avol anu, otu machmas avera shi nasis bei, min nofik bei. What does the sense of? The sense of different terrors. What does the sense of? Yeah, if the mitzvah had been impossible without the avera is responsible for the mitzvah. But here, what? Here on the dachas, the shalashere, the avera is not responsible for the mitzvah. The chaykes, he so to say, is also. But I could make him the avera, not that the iser is not responsible for my kima mitzvah. The fact I. Because I have the Esri, because it's Tiran Edachas, I would have gotten the Esri anyway. Whether Tiran Edachas had realized, I mean, the Esri would have been in Xeledoch if I hadn't committed the Avere of Xeledoch. I wouldn't have done that. Well, it's a different law. The Ram Shiti is as. I know the Pesach Mishnah.
Huh?
Mose, what do you call it? The Ram Shit is in it. I'll look at Mose, yes. See, I know the Ram Shit. Okay, fine. Fine. What you said, yeah.
No? But not with Lachel Achila, 2 months
ago. What difference does it make? But it's not for the Gzele, he didn't have Esrik. If not for the Gzele, he wouldn't have had the Esrik. But here on the Dachas, the fact is that three grün here on the Dachas. And on the three citrus, and there was all right, and then the new year and worship of Elizar, and doesn't condemn the city as Zira Nadara. So, what is God's name with Mitzvah? I could have seen the kind of Mitzvah, even without this man. Now, just a minute, I want just to finish it. Miu, yes, for him the Garcinan. There's actually for him the Garcinan. Le Kamon, Amasnitten, der Sexual Shero, is not my time, eh? Mishum Davale, Mitzvah, Bobabe. There is, this is quote, a text, that Ashero is a mitzvah avera. Is what, according to that Kirse, what is mitzvah babavera? Is even if I could have been a kind of mitzvah, if the chefze is a chefze shaliser, it's mitzvah avera. It absolutely, the chefze shaliser has nothing to do. You see, with regard to Tosfos, you could say something else. Taste sensors because the Gzele is responsible for the fact, for the availability of the Esrik on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to him. While in the Rav Tachas, the Avera not responsible for the availability of the Esrik to him. That is it. I could have answered something else. Why is it a mitzvah b'avere? Why should Iran Adachas be a mitzvah b'avere? I'm trying to give another teretz of this discussion of Iran Adachas. Why is it a mitzvah b'avere? Iran Adachas. What is Iran Adachas also? What is Iran Adachas also? In Achille, in Anoe, right? Asherem, what is also? In Achille, in Anoe. What has it got to do with Netilah? What has it got to do with Netilah? What is the relationship between... I am afraid that this means it also. What is the relationship between Netilah? There is a Yisrael, but a Yisrael in Tileh. And Netilah is something outside of that. The Yisrael is Achille and Anoe. The Iser of the Esring is related to Netile, because all Tashmishim are also in the Gadre. But in Iran Edachas, the Esring of Iran Edachas, or the Esring of Elizore, or the Esring of Trumet Mele, or the Esring of all Macholes Asures, of Orle, but it all comes in and in these discussions, of Orle and that. Is it also, why is it also? Is the Iser? Iser for what? Aisa has got to be related to something, okay? Aisa should be introduced a certain frame of reference. I also vis-a-vis what? For Achille, for Anoe. What's got to do with it? Is that okay? Why is Gzele? Gzele, if you say Gzele is Avere, it's not because I did Avere already. You say that Esrik Shal Gzele is also. Also in what is also? Also in the world, in all Tashmishim, in all kinds of humans, any humans. So it means the Avera is related. The character of Iser of the Esrik is related irrevocably to what? To the Nitil Asurev. But a Esrik Shal Bacholis Asurev, a Esrik Shal Asurev Anoe, is Avera vis-a-vis what? Vilachila, but not vis-a-vis Nitil. This is basically a teretz. I am so much convinced, I don't know. Tesis answers a different teretz. Because the Iran Adachas is not responsible for the availability of Esrik. I give you a teretz, no mind, you don't need the mitzvah of availability, responsibility for that. Simply, there is no connection, there is no transition from the Avere of Achille to the Avere of Tilitile. While there is a transition, from Gzele to Netila. All right, fine. But Tesis doesn't like this Girse. The Girse Mishubeshesi, Elotime, the reason is Mishum de Mechta Shurek Esrek, a different reason. The question is Mechta Shurek. Here is a question which is very interesting. This question. The Mogen Avrom says something in Erechayim. And Rabbi Kevevia comes. He's right. Vitzorchiyun, how could our Mogen Avrom say? He says, Vadishem Yoherina, you know Rabbi Kevevia, Vitzorchiyun Godel, Vadishem Yoherina. Vadishem was a tremendous bucky. Rabbi Kevevia doesn't mention that Tesla speaks about it. The Mogen Avrom says, I ask a require shear. What did the rest of the shear is? There are many Tanoim, but we're Kibetzim. Kibetzim, huh? Ask a question. So Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Dafla medale from the Bezer Gemara, who weighs shir esrei cotton, Rabbi Meir Eimer dafla medale from the Bez, Rabbi Meir Eimer keges, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer kebez, who weighs does an esrei require shir, lav mishum de boy hoda, because it's a hoda. If it's very little, very small, it's not a Gemara lay. Mishum de legoma per, if the esrei is too small, it's a proof that it's not right. Not right. It's not because of hoda." So the Mogen Avrom says, Yontef Sheni, according to all the Sheni, is Choser Kosher. We discussed this, right? Choser Kosher. So the Mogen Avrom says, Choser is Kosher only if he left a Shir Kibetz in the Mesker. He cut off a piece, But the rest, with which he wants to be yetzer tomorrow and after tomorrow, but he cut off so much that the rest has got the size of the minimum shear. He does not have psuchosir. He does have psuchir. Since have psuchir is possible, you don't have shame at all. Comes Rabbi Kreger with all his naivete and says, Lezachis in love and what? The Esrik Shir is doch not because of Adam. The Esrik Shir is doch only because they come up here. So what do I care? Whether or not I get a shear now, since I know once upon a time it had a proper size, so apparently the Esrik has matured and ripened on the tree. And that's all. But the shame you don't debrishen, it will be kosher you don't debrishen too, but the debrishen is possible for different reason, because kosher is possible. But you don't have shame in the kosher kosher. How could Amor Abraham introduce the psul shiur? Rabbi Kveger and Chaya. As Gemara says, shiur is a criterion, not a psul in itself. A criterion to gauge whether or not the ethic is ripe or not. What do you mean? If I cut off the answer, it's not going to happen. But the shame you are in, I'm talking about the Rabbi Kveger. Taste is on this question. Taste asks, how can you say Ksusa Mechte Shura on Esrik? Ksusa Mechte Shura is if you need Shur. And Shur per se is a Pesel, you say Ksusa Mechte Shura. Yeah. But Esrik doesn't require Shur. What you need is here is only as a method, as a symptom of what? Of ripeness. So, what you can access a mechnashure? What is mechnashure? Advorim or him, the Nisrei for somehow forfeit shurim. This is the Allah. Allah is Messina. They forfeit shurim al pidin. But in actuality, so if you'll ask whether the Esek has ripened on the tree or it's still raw, what will you say? The rest of it is right, so why is it Ksusa Mechte Shura? It's the same question which Rabbi Kveger asked with regard to what? To Nechtach, Yontef Sheni, Tesis As, Ksusa Mechte Shura. Afal Gav, the Amrine, and then Afal Gav, the Amrine, the Kamon, Taime, Mishum, the Legom Apere. So since the Legom Apere, what should be the conclusion? That Ksusa Mechte Shura is in applicable, all right, Ksusa Mechte Shura. But he says, my time is past, will come up palpably. The Gemara says, perhaps the priest's order is palpably. Pepper. People, why? I could never, I want to say it just by the way, a parenthetic remark. I could never understand. What is the idea in the Gemara? I'm afraid that Kachtel from a rich and brilliant soda is pupil. We'll go pepper on me, you know, pepper on me. When I came to Eretz Israel and I happened to see a tree, the tree is beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful trees in Eretz Israel. The brilliant soda, the Gemara said, at the whole. I could never understand. What is the idea in the Gemara? I'm afraid that Kachtel from a rich and brilliant soda is pupil. We'll go pepper on me, you know, pepper on me. When I came to Eretz Israel and I happened to see a tree, the tree is beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful trees in Eretz Israel. The brilliant soda, the Gemara said that the Hodor should refer not to the Pere, but I could have never understood how the Gemara, but the Gemara, I did the Gemara preach, how does it mean? What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara here, the Gemara like that. The Gemara says, Eich in Ebed, Nin ket chode, that's what I'm saying about it. Nin ket chode, she take one pepper, le min kere le kechoso, Nin ket reye kloso, so nemen, a full handful is doch echot am rachman aber ich nei muss reich so why does this why the Gemara rules out people in why who won the rest of the only one who won the name in Kalechosa so this says Esrik is too sure What is this? One shear is kibetzim. Kibetzim is a big shear on the side. There is another shear in Esrik. What is the other shear in Esrik? Minka lechose. Minka lechose. Minka lechose. The Gemara doesn't say kibetzim. The Gemara doesn't say kibetzim. The Gemara says what I've been in, a pupil is less than a kibetzim. The Gemara says, minka lechose. How much is minka lechose? Let's understand. What is Beitzer, you know what assignment is. They said the Esrik, this is Masber, how does Ksusim Echteshura apply to Esrik, since the Shir Beitzer is not a psul, an inherent psul in the Esrik, it's right. Just a Kaisleim of which I judge, whether or not the Esrik had ripened or still unripe, not ripe, all right, ripe.
You want to mean that when you hold it in your hand, it can still be seen?
Right. Not come see. If you see something, if you eat, by the shape of the hand you recognize that he holds something, that he's holding something.
Not blocked in the hand.
Yeah. If I keep a small little pepper, so I mean, no one will say, I mean, whether my fist is empty or there is something. Is there is a second size. What is the second size? It's not Beitze, it's much smaller than Beitze. And the knot or whatever, yes? Because it should be conspicuous, obvious. If I should hold it in my grip, it should be obvious to people that someone should I don't recognize that I'm holding something. It is a shear. It's a shear. So Taisa says, Ksusim Echteshura does not apply to Beitze. To Beitze, you don't say Ksusim Echteshura. Because Beitze is not a psul inherent in the Esrik. It's not. There is a criterion of that for ripeness. So what is Ksusim Echteshura? But there is another shear in Esrik, much smaller than Beitze. You don't know what the size is. But the shear of Minka Lechose, it should be of such a size that it should lend itself, I mean, it should simply be invisible, I mean, to others, that I have something in my grip, in my fist, yes. And this is a shear in Esrik itself. This is not as a criterion, as an extraneous criterion, but it's Ksuse Mechte Shure. It applies to what? That person, not to Beitza, but to the smaller shear of Minka Lechose, Ixus Mechteshure, it is perfect. Now I want to show you that Rabbi Kveger. Huh?
Very difficult.
Why? Esrig is too short.
The shear of Minka.
Yeah. How much is it?
No, it has nothing to do with the quality of the
effort,
it has to do with
its kiche. No, this is a effort shirol in kiche. If the effort is in a in kiche, it's absurd in the effort. It's absurd, it's a size. The size, it's a shiro. It's a quantitative measurement. It's a certain volume which should be obvious, should become obvious, I mean, to others that I'm holding something. Ah? What do you say? Schaefer also, here in the in Schaefer also, in Russia. This is a shiur, not just a medium, a method of recognition of whether the Esrik is ripe or not. But this is a shiur which is inherent, intrinsic in the Esrik itself. So you certainly apply what aloche, ksusim echteshure, disintegrated. That's what Taisa says. The apal gav damrinele kamon. Taimu mishum, de legoam hapeire. Is against some dates actually is not because of he cannot be subject to Allah of Tusa Mechteshure. Mikol mokim minen, the minkan liki choso, the my time a paslin alekamon, pupilin, is in the minkan liki choso, is subject to what?
To Tusa Mechteshure.
Now, what do you want to ask?
What?
Just a moment, I'm coming to the Mechteshure. That's here, Rav Kveger. It is still a novel that he didn't mention this. But Rav Kveger's kasha remains. Because if the Morgen Abraham had said, it should not be less than Minka Lechose, then Rav Kveger wouldn't ask any question. But the Morgen Abraham said, Beitzer, even according to Teisves, not subject to what? To Ksuse Mechteshure, nor is it subject to Chtichelim second day, because it's only come up here. Is the Rabbi Kveger, what's Rabbi Kveger But Rabbi Krieger Abbas and Morgan Abraham is. He would agree with Morgan Abraham. If Morgan Abraham had said what? He should not less than Michael Sosa, a much smaller size. But Morgan Abraham said. And Beit HaMikdash said, what do you care whether now there is a Beit or not? This is the head size of a Beit, so it is Gemara Pesach. I want to show that Rabbi Krieger does not contradict this. However, he should have mentioned this, he should have said so. He doesn't mention this. All right, fine. Okay. Now this is another Kasha of Mitzvah Bavere. The Kasha is actually on the Dachas, this is rejected. Because the Aveir is not responsible for the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Or the way I said to you, there is no relationship between the Aveir and the Chepetz and the Tirek. But now this comes up with Matzah. The Mara says, that's only Teva. All Macholes are Suez. The Dorish from the Kodak, Mara is a separate Gazakos. Shiva Shem Teva, Matzah of Chomet. If there is a Iser besides Chometz, another Iser, typically what does the Gemara need to separate? Gzeres HaKos? Mishu Mitzvah Abo Bavere, Bikroch Lissure, the Nofik Yedei Matze. The previous Teretz apparently does not help, wouldn't help out here. Huh? The previous Teretz for Iran Edachas wouldn't help out here. Because in Iran Edachas, you know when it takes the Lulev, there is no Avere. So what, why should it be possible? Because Davere made the mitzvah possible. And in Iran Edachas, Davere didn't make the mitzvah possible. But here, in Matzah, it's not a mitzvah for Chile. Matzah is a mitzvah for Chile. If I eat Tevu, I eat Iser. Why isn't it a mitzvah above Avere? This is the case with this case is amazing. What's the answer? Here, my Teretz is also a main cannot apply. There is no relationship, no, there is a relationship. There is no relationship between Macholes Asures and Nitile, but there is a pretty good relationship between Macholes Asures and Macholes Matze. This is Teis's question. Teis's remains there with a question. But Tesis, again, Tesis Yad Shita say, there is a mitzvah avere is not a question of Lechem.
Universal, everything.
You go to Achrenim, Achrenim has never suspected that there are Achrenim who disagree with the whole principle. And the limit, mitzvah avere only to Lulev, is actually, Rashi says, in Psochim, at Gemara brings the Pasuk, Rashi says in Psochim, they have a mitzvah above avere. That Rashi in Psochim says. If you have a Gemara Psochem, I'll show it to you. You don't have to trust me. Is it someone, does someone have a Gemara Psochem? Again, I will see. Do you have a Gemara Psochem? Alright. How about you show it? Alright, fine. Yeah. I'm really come on. Psochim das lam daflam medeyo medalot, the top Rashi. Ta'amrin lekamon mishi yisure mishum baltech uchamet levade ati yeitze bo, lishumatze, yotze mishi yesh li yisur achir. Iname, hab yolo mitzvah bo barim. Rashi said it. The top Rashi, the third line from the top. Rashi said it. Imatze al toyo. Imatze would be a question not only according to the Rambam, in Tesvers, but even according to the Raivet. Why? Because in Matzah is also a loch of Matzaschem. There are Rishenim, just a moment. There are Rishenim who say that Matzah needs Lachem, or Poshet Lachem. This is Tesvers Shite. The Rambam Shite is that Matzah doesn't require Lachem. Matzaschem is only to the exclusion of Momen Gavea. But if it's Momen Hedet, but again, I made a mistake. Again, to Matzah doesn't apply. What will you say? If it's a loche from Mamre Chavere, it applies only to Gozo. Matzah Gzule would be mitzvah Babavere. Because Matzah Gzule, I say like that, even though Matzah does not need loche, Das is if I borrow matzah, matzah shule. But if I gave a matzah, it's like sukkah. If you need matzah shrem, but if the matzah is chale, if the matzah is tevel, so what do I say? What do I say? There's no halacha of mitzvah avera according to the Raivet. But mitzvah avera renders the moment, which mitzvah avera renders the moment, a moment, gezel, only gezel. What else can render? If the matzah is tevel, so, all right, so the avera makes it, what, cancels what? My rights or my property claims? My kijoni, gezel is aloche if the key and it's einish alei b'teresiser is possible, but sisurachile is according to the raive. There is only one avere which renders mitzvah. This is gezel. Am restricted to all those mitzvahs where lochem plays a role, but all isurim have no application. But Teisves Lishita Sahar, that's why Teisves is simply gets out of one kasha and actually plunges into another kasha. That's what we have accomplished today. We have shown that there are two sheets of Hashem, yes? What do you say? Say a little loud. Yeah, that's exactly what I asked.